Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, listen to this. This is Tanks and Cutties, brought to you by Tubbs and Frankie. This week, weekend recap, Hard Knocks recap, locks and long shots. College football, we are back, ladies and gentlemen.
It was great.
I'm going to skip over that one there. NFL, your Tank Award of the Week. And we are skipping the All-Star ballot this week. We're actually considering not doing any more All-Star ballots since football is going, and we'll be talking about football so much. Keep an eye on that. Those may come back, but we may just be skipping those altogether. We are going to start a do-not-bet list. Each week we'll have a team. You don't have to have a team like I don't have one this week, but Frankie does.
Or multiple teams. We'll just keep updating it
just
weekly.
Basically, whoever fucked you over the weekend. And then we got the wrap-up. We got Frankie's Roulette this week, Tubbs Questions Returns, and we'll send you on your way to have a great weekend, everybody. So, how was your weekend?
It was good. I went to another concert. Weird, though. You would think a country, like, county fair sells alcohol. This one did not. We showed up, and first thing we said was, all right, let's walk around, like, figure out the layout of the land here, find where we can get some drinks and stuff, and then we'll go grab some food, go into the concert, be good to go. So we walked around the entire thing. Nobody's walking around with any alcohol. We're like, can you buy alcohol here? Like, what's going on?
It is a county fair. Those typically don't have alcohol.
My county fair in Wisconsin always had alcohol. There were multiple beer stands.
The alcoholic stamp of the country, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
So then we decided, you know what, let's just leave, run to the liquor store across the street, get some of our own alcohol, put it in a drink cup that we bought at the fair, and we'll come back and just do that.
Alcoholics.
So we did. We got the free stamp to get in and out for re-entry. Got in and out in probably 20 minutes, right back to where we were parked. Walked around with a couple nooners in our cup, one in the back pocket. And then we got into the concert, and they had a beer tent inside of the actual concert. So, and I didn't buy any because by that point I already had four noons in about an hour, and I was feeling great.
What a twist! I didn't see that coming.
Yeah,
what a twist!
But the concert was good. If anyone listens to country music, it was a Sam Hunt concert, and
which don't touch my truck.
Nope, not Sam Hunt.
Oh, sorry. She thinks my tractor sexy.
Nope. Also, actually not country.
I actually know country.
So we had decent seats. There was like the standing ground in front of us. We weren't in that. We were in the actual grandstands behind that. And like mid-concert, he walked out into the crowd and then came and set up on a platform, which was eight rows from us. So pretty sweet. We were eight rows from Sam Hunt. Sang a couple songs there. That was pretty dope.
That's pretty sweet.
I like the quick background change there.
Yep, I'm exploring. I didn't know you could even do that, so I'm exploring my backgrounds here on Discord while we look at each other. So, my weekend. Wow, what a weekend. Completed my move. Moved a lot of shit on Friday, and then went back to the place I was living. Had some beers, had some drinks, played some games, had a good time. And then Saturday, I had the Michigan game. Very exciting stuff. Tailgated, cornhole, met up with a buddy from college. Haven't seen him in a minute. So we just did some drinking out there, and then there was like a couple showers here and there, but nothing crazy, and it wasn't even supposed to rain at all. And then all of a sudden, we're like, all right, let's pack it up, let's lock up the truck, and let's head to the gates, let's get in the game, find our seats, you know? Downpour. And it's like, oh, shit, this sucks, but we were already like pretty much halfway to the stadium. So we just kept marching along, and then we see on the big... They had like a big scoreboard looking TV thing, and it said, no fans allowed at the moment. We are delaying the game time by an hour. They weren't even letting people in because of a lightning strike, air quotes. Even though nobody saw a lightning strike.
If you didn't see it, did it happen?
Right. Well, and like, what's the point of that? Like, okay, so we don't want you in the stadium for your safety, but go ahead and stand outside in the wide open. Like, it made zero sense, but, I met some cool people in line. I met a Hawaii fan in line. We'll talk about him later. He's nominated for Tank of the Week. I'll get into why. And just talked shit with some people. Talked about J.J. McCarthy and got the dub, and then Sunday just relaxed and watched football all day. All day. Locks and long shots, folks. We are back on the winning wagon. We hit the over 64.5 in the Michigan-Hawaii game. If you didn't hop on that early enough, it went up to 67, which I ended up taking myself, and they scored 66. So it was a win for me on the podcast, but a loss in the bank account, that's tough.
Should have middled.
Yeah, I should have saw imagine. That and been like, okay.
I would have been a sick, sick middle.
Well, I didn't bet it when we did the podcast though. I always hit it like on Thursday or Friday, and I just suffer the consequences. And there was one this time. So
that reminds me, I really got to get into some shit here, which I guess we can get into a little bit when we get into NFL and college football. But I got to stick to, like, I got to bet what I fucking say on the show. This was the worst fucking gambling weekend I've ever had.
You should just bet your lock. That's it.
Well, I did.
You've been hot.
Well, so, yeah. So my lock last week was Arkansas -8. They covered again. Thanks. That was easy. I honestly thought about going back at them again, but they're playing at Texas A&M, and it's -1.5. So I'm like, it's small spread, but I really do love Arkansas. So we'll see. Maybe that might be a late add this week. This week I'm just going to stick with Chiefs -3.5.
You just totally hijacked my lock.
Well, you did your lock, so I did mine.
No, I didn't. I recapped mine, and then you just stole it.
Okay, well then...
That was fucked up, man. I'll just
finish, and then you can go.
What the fuck? What just happened here?
I am the captain now.
Go ahead, I guess.
Anyways, Chiefs -3.5. Dude, is it Mike Williams or Keenan Allen for the Chargers that's injured?
I don't think either's injured. Mike Williams seems to always be questionable. I didn't see anything about Allen or either, I guess. I can look it up while
one
you
of,
keep talking.
One of them is banged up and might be out of the game. Chiefs just absolutely demolished the Cardinals, which absolutely fucked me this weekend, mind you, again. I thought the Chiefs were going to be bad, not going to cover spreads like they usually don't. I was wrong. They did, by a lot. And I'm going to get the Chiefs now. It's actually up to 4.5 now. Still going to take it, because I think if whatever receiver that it is that's banged up.
Keenan Allen. Out.
If Keenan Allen is out.
He is out.
This is going to get to 6.5 by tomorrow.
I could see it.
That's my luck. Go ahead with yours.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. So let me take a step back. Michigan game is great. The over hit on the podcast for my podcast pick, but I lost money. That sucked. Whatever. This week, as you guys recall, Green Bay looked like hot fucking trash on Sunday. They looked so bad against the Vikings. Their defense was getting toasted. Aaron Rodgers was making great throws, but who's going to catch it? Devontae's out in Las Vegas. So it's just, but this week they got Chicago. And who's Chicago's daddy when you get down to it? It's Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. He fucking owns them.
For that reason, we are hammering Green Bay -10 versus Chicago this weekend. He's going to be smoking that Chi-Town pack. He owns the Bears. He pretty much owns the NFC North, except for the Vikings, apparently. But I just think they find a way to cover 10. I don't think the Bears can move the ball against their defense. I think the defense figures it out, and I think all of Green Bay is just pissed off. So I'm going to hammer that -10.
I agree, and I love that you're hopping on the train.
I just like this spot. I'm not hopping on the train. I just like the -10. That's it.
See you next week when you're taking the Packers money line again. Or the spread.
Against who?
Don't care.
Doesn't even know his own team's schedule. All right, go ahead with your long shot. Man, you fucked up the whole flow of this.
I had a tough long shot last week. You want to talk about a bad beat?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
The Jags were up on the Commanders late in the game. 1 minute left. Johan Dotson just makes a phenomenal catch.
It's not Johan.
In the back of the end zone.
It's not Johan.
Yeah, it is. It's Johan.
It's Jahan.
It's Johan.
Do they actually pronounce it Johan, or is that just you being
dumb? I have
dumb?
No idea.
Okay.
I do like Johan better, though.
It's Jahan. It's J-A-H-A-N. It's not Johan. There's no O.
I think it is O.
No, it's
either
J-A.
Way, regardless.
I'll
regardless.
Look it up right now while you talk my ear off. Go ahead.
The Jags, they couldn't hold on, couldn't get the comeback in the last minute. And honestly, I was really shocked. Like, I wasn't sure if it was going to be a close game. And it was. And James Robinson apparently is still RB1 there, which awesome for all of my fantasy teams. I own him in every league that I have. So, tough loss there. This week, dude, the Dolphins. The Dolphins looked phenomenal. They're underdogs. They're underdogs. We're taking them. Not even looking past it. Dolphins, money line. It's like plus 125 against the Ravens. Dude. Lamar probably has the shits.
I think you're too high on the Dolphins, just like everybody else in the United States, apparently. They had a good showing, but the Ravens are still the Ravens, man. I don't see the Dolphins winning. Now, look,
the Ravens played the fucking Jets.
They're involved in my long shot, so I'm not going to talk too much shit about it, but I didn't take their money line. I don't see them beating the Ravens, but I hope I'm wrong, and it gives my parlay a better chance. So let me hop into my long shot here. We got a three-legger. Last week we had a Lions money line that lost. This week we've got a three-legger. We've got Lions money line. They're playing the Commanders. I'll also be taking that spread just to get it out there early. They're going to dominate. We got the Dolphins +3.5, and then we got 49ers money line against the Seahawks. I don't care that the Seahawks beat the Broncos. They will not win. They will not be 2-0. Trey Lance is going to look great. That's +324 if you want to book that up right now. I went ahead and took it, and we're going to go ahead and see at the cash counter. I just love that parlay so much. I've been a big fan of three-leggers lately. I've been hitting a couple of them.
Three-leggers are the way to go.
Been hitting a couple of them. It just feels like four is that too much, and two is not enough on the juice. So I always like to find that three spot. You want to get into Hard Knocks? Or do you want to talk shit about my parlay?
No, I do. I do like it. Kind of. I honestly looked at the Niners and who do they play?
The Seahawks.
I honestly looked at the Niners Seahawks and thought about taking the Seahawks as my long shot. It's like +350. But
not bad after last week, but I don't think they do it twice.
Exactly.
In a row.
But also, like, the Niners did play in really shitty weather, so it's hard to gauge what they actually are. So,
yep.
So yeah, I mean,
everybody's saying Trey Lance is a bust, but they played in
literally
a monsoon.
Literally played in Lake Michigan.
yeah, that field was flooded. They couldn't move. Yeah, that wasn't a football game. That was just a Trojan war that the Bears somehow came on top of. So, Hard Knocks recap. I was disappointed with the finish. I don't know about you.
I mean, it's hard to expect much from the last episode, considering it's the cuts, and, like, we already knew the cuts.
I think that's why it was boring to me, is because I already knew everybody that got cut. It was cool to see how they do it, I guess. But yeah. I didn't like how many of them were just happy. Like, Pimpleton is just like, thank y'all so much for the opportunity, blah, blah, blah. No, dude, give him the double bird and move on. But then, you know,
kind of like, I believe his name was Dan Skipper. The offensive lineman.
Oh, Dan Skipper.
He looked like he was about to kill somebody and then started crying, so.
Yeah, he looked like he wanted to punch Dan in the face, and then he said he was choked up, and he's like, was there anything I could have done differently? It's like he just got broken up with, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he just, he wanted out.
How did you feel about Tim Boyle? Like, he just knew it was coming, so he was just like, they're like, yeah, we're gonna wave it. He's like, yep, okay.
Yeah, that dude knew. I mean, with his performance in the preseason, he knew. He knew it was over.
He's like, all right, yeah, I'm gone. Also, it was nice to see Blau get signed by somebody, because I really do like that guy. Like, he seems like a decent guy.
I do, too. He's a good Christian. He gets to go be Christian with Kirk Cousins. The other thing I didn't like about that last episode? I don't care about the people that got cut. Like, Pimpleton and his tryout, that took up, like, 5-10 minutes. That could have been somebody else. David Blau, that took up 2-3, like, that's 13 minutes.
I feel like Pimpleton is going to come back and fuck the Lions at some point in his career. Like, there's going to be that one game where they're like, hey, we're going to suit you up. And all of a sudden he goes off for like 150 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Not with the Giants, though. He'd have to get traded to like the Patriots or something. Or signed by the
Never
Patriots.
Know. Did Speaking of the Patriots, did Tom Kennedy get signed?
He's on a practice squad.
Oof. Because that is a prime Patriot right there.
Absolutely. That's Wes Welker 2.0.
Bill Belichick is 4.0. Just sitting, like, he's got a specific scout just watching Tom Kennedy at all times. Like,
no, he's got a specific scout just looking for 5'10 white wide receivers.
Yeah, true. One thing I have to say about cuts, I think they're the most cliche motivational speeches that you could ever give. Hey, man, nothing else you could have done. You did great. You worked your ass off. You're going to get another chance, man.
Yep. Those dudes don't give a shit.
I swear they said that like 6 times.
Oh, dude, it's a scripted thing that HR helps you with and shit like that, probably, or PR, I should say.
Yeah.
But like, Dan Campbell, like, almost crying for some of these guys. Why didn't you fight harder for him to be on the team?
Yeah, I agree.
I will say I'm happy with the roster that we have. I would have liked to see Tom Kennedy somehow get on the team, especially with how bad Josh Reynolds played last week. But I guess we'll find out. He's on the practice squad. There's going to be injuries. So,
speaking of Reynolds, Cam Reynolds. Or Craig, sorry. Craig. Reynolds.
Craig.
I would be terrified of him.
Yeah, he's a scary
dude. He literally gets advice from a convict.
Yeah, and if you think that somebody that has a brother that's a convict hasn't done some shady shit and can do some shady shit, you're dead wrong. Like, if you cross that guy, yeah, you're going to be in some trouble.
Do you think he makes it through the full year? I mean, they looked like they were ready to cut him.
Like, do I think he makes it healthy, or do I think he gets cut?
Do you think he gets cut?
No, not midseason.
I don't know, dude. Dan Campbell looked like he was trying everything.
He's number 3 on the depth chart.
Okay, not like you can't go sign another third-string running back.
We have a fourth string that would go before him, is what I'm saying. Because, what was his name? Igwebuki? Was he cut?
Oh, yeah.
Was he cut?
I have no idea.
He was one of those fringe guys. I can't remember if he got cut or if he made it. But I think Craig's dope. I like him. He's also jacked.
I do like him, yeah. Do you think Dan Campbell cried for hours upon hours after cut day?
Yep, I think he went home and got into his wife's arms. If he has a wife, I'm not real sure. I think he does. Yeah, because he was talking about the shorts. Yeah. I think he just wrapped up in a little ball, and she was Big Spoon, and he just cried and cried all night.
You know who I wish they would have cut?
Who?
Chase Lucas.
Oh, I couldn't tell if I liked him or hated him.
Dude, I fucking hate him. He is so annoying.
He has the biggest fucking suck up. Yeah, that pissed me off. Why are you asking? Am I going to make the team coach? Wait and find out like everybody else. Jesus Christ.
Really, dude. Like, he's following that one coach like a fucking dog.
Let your fucking actions speak for you, you know? Show your talent. Don't ask, do you think I have talent? Like, and the coach, why is he reassuring him? Be like, dude, show me.
They should have cut Chase Lucas and signed Eminem.
I don't know. Chase Lucas had some big tackles on Sunday.
Eminem was a beast, though.
Eminem, dude, he's looking sick, isn't he? Like, not good sick, like sick ill. Doesn't he kind of look like he is like has cancer or something?
I don't know if I'd go that far.
I mean, it's probably just age, and I'm used to like 8 Mile Eminem. But yeah, he looked weird.
I like the beard. I kind of like the beard.
Oh, I do too. He looked good. He looked like he could suit up. I mean, he kind of had the same build as Chase Lucas, just skinny with long arms.
Yeah. That was really all I had on... We have to talk about it. That was the longest fucking pause I've ever seen when asked a question.
For Dan Campbell.
They said, the 2022 Lions will.
Well, he was wondering if he should say, win the Super Bowl. I guarantee you that's what went through his head. He's 100%. Like, if I say this, this is going to hype up the entire state of Michigan. But he's like before, I could also look like an asshole.
Before I even watched the episode, I saw the clip on Twitter, and I was like, this can't be real, right? Like, there's no way that he actually waited this long. And then I watched it, and I was like, holy shit. Like, he literally left silent. Like, he was trying to find filler words. That's why he said, there's a lot of ways I could go with this. This is really awkward.
What did he end up actually saying? I forgot.
I couldn't even tell you.
It wasn't grit. Like, I thought it was going to be grit, and I'm like, oh, that's the most basic answer. And then he chose something even more basic, but I can't remember. But that was a long-ass pause. It was pretty awkward, too. It's
like, yes.
Say something, Danny.
And that was just how they ended the episode. I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was all I had on Hard Knocks, so.
That pretty much wraps it. It was literally just cuts. I wonder if those players, when they got called in that room, did they know they were being cut, or did they bring every player in that was kind of fringy, and set, some of them got the you're on the team, and some of them got the you're cut, or were those just all cuts and they knew?
I would assume that some were on the team and some were cuts. They're not going to show the ones that are on the team, I don't think.
Why didn't we see that, though? I'd like to see the, you know, the hug between, you know, Chase Lucas
yeah,
and the coach.
Like,
and...
It was kind of like once they got pulled in the room, we knew they were getting cut.
Yeah. That, for us, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
They probably pulled multiple in or else it'd be pointless to even go to the room.
Well, I mean, they had to cut 27.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of folks. So that's your Hard Knocks recap. Listen, summary overall, I loved it. It was cool seeing your team there, but it's also like a double-edged sword because your team's bad enough to be on Hard Knocks. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice that it's only like 4 episodes, too. It's nice and quick.
5.
Like, was it 5?
5 episodes confirmed. I had this argument on Sunday. Somebody wanted to tell me it was 6.
Definitely not 6.
Nope. So let's get into college football, man, because I am hyped up about football being back. And listen, I just want to start off with, if you're a Power 5 team with a stadium that can fit 100,000 or more, why are you still inviting, not even just inviting, paying Appalachian State to come and play you? Why?
No kidding.
I mean, they beat Michigan. We don't really have to talk about that one. They almost beat North Carolina last week, and now... they just beat A&M, who was all these crazy 5-star recruits, and you know that. What's the name of that stadium? Kyle Field.
They did beat A&M. I'm hammering Arkansas. Arkansas lost to A&M lost to App State.
A&M did. I thought you said Arkansas was playing Tech.
No, Texas A&M.
Oh, you could hammer them.
I'm going to.
What's their spread?
-1.5.
Ooh, I don't know about minus against A&M. They're gonna be pissed off now. You gotta take that into consideration. But yeah, I just mean like why even pay them to come play, dude? They are just frisky now. Obviously, it was way worse when they played Michigan as an FCS team because now they're in the Sun Belt. They're D1 officially. But man,
Sun Belt had a weekend.
They're away and it's 100,000 loud ass fans. Like yeah, and then you had Notre Dame paid Marshall $1.25 million to come and play them, and they lose, which I kind of saw coming. I had Marshall spread. Notre Dame just did not look good to start the year.
Yeah.
But I did not see Marshall winning. I was like, no way Notre Dame wins this by 3 scores. Or 2 scores, I guess it would have been. Question for you. Wisconsin, are they bad?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Explain. Why not?
Graham Mertz still looked really fucking good. And honestly, I think it's Paul Christ.
Really?
There was a statement after the game where they were talking about Graham Mertz throwing deep and stuff. And, like, there were multiple times. Like, I didn't watch the game, but I saw some of the highlights. And there were multiple times where Wisconsin went deep with the ball and Mertz made good throws and everything. And Paul Christ came out and was like, yeah, you know, I think there were times that, like, we went deep when we shouldn't have. There was just, like, there were shorter, more high-percentage plays that we could have done. You have a 5-star recruit who's making good deep passes.
Right.
You don't go against that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he went 18 for 31, which, not amazing, but 2 touchdowns, a pick, and threw for 227. So, like, I don't know. He looked really good in the first game. Looked pretty good this game. I don't think it's your passing. Like,
I think Wisconsin's too conservative. Like, they're not putting up points, you know?
They also ran, like, our leading rusher had 28 attempts.
Which is fine. But when it comes down to it.
Not when it's that close of a game.
That's what I'm saying. When it comes down to it, you got to air that ball out, especially you have a 5-star quarterback. Let him throw the damn ball.
Only threw 16 times in the first game. You went 14 for 16 in the first game.
Granted, first game.
With 220 yards.
He didn't have to throw much the first game, though. It was Ball State.
No, but he still went 14 for 16.
Who did you guys play? I forgot.
Illinois State the first game.
No, it was Ball State the first game. Who was this week? Illinois State?
It was Illinois State the first game, Washington State this game, New Mexico State this week. Getting state schools.
Oh, why did I think it was Ball State? All right, moving on. But yeah, I mean, I think it's coaching, like you said. It's just bad play calling, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, our defense is still elite. We've allowed 17 points in a total of two games.
Also to trash teams. We'll find out when you still get into the play. But listen, you guys play in the West, which is the easy side of the conference, so you could still make the playoffs.
We'll find out week four. We get OSU in OSU week four.
Yeah, that's tough. You're probably going to get stomped. I don't know. OSU still doesn't look amazing either with the way they played against Notre Dame.
It's going to be a weird game.
That'd be a fun game. Since we just talked about Wisconsin, let's talk about Michigan quick. J.J. McCarthy, it was announced after the game on Saturday that he's the starter moving forward, which is just incredible. He deserves it.
A lot of people are scared.
He deserves it. He's great. Listen, it was a little bit unfortunate, though, at the game that they said J.J. was going to start, and they said, you know, Cade would get worked in if they're up big, whatever. So at halftime, Cade came in, and his first drive was three and out, second drive was three and out, and his third drive was a pick, which obviously did not help with the over, so I was pissed off. And listen, it's wrong. Michigan fans are booing, myself included. It's very wrong. This dude led us to the Big Ten championship, led us to the playoff. We beat OSU for the first time in 12 years, and we're booing him? What are we doing here? I mean, I was pissed because it's my money, but, like, what are you guys
all
doing?
They're just kids.
They're just kids. I feel so bad for the guy, though, actually. Like, this team, like, loved, or this, like, fan base loved you last year, and everybody was, oh, Cade for Heisman, Cade for Heisman. Now it was bench Cade. It's crazy.
He's 100% going to transfer. Is he, what year is he?
He's a fifth-year senior, though, so I don't know if he even actually can.
So he's not going to transfer unless he's going to grad school.
He might just have to be the best backup in the country.
Yeah, because he came out with a statement, and I don't know if you saw it, how he was like, yeah, like I played really well. That's just not my decision to make, you know. But like thought, like he basically came out and was like, I deserve it, but it's not my decision.
That's
so.
Quotes on the basically. That's not exactly what he said. But I don't think he did deserve it, man. It looked like he took a step back this offseason. It's weird. Like that first game, he didn't perform that well.
Is it a step
well.
Back, or is it just Michigan fans comparing to McCarthy?
No, it's definitely a step back. Like I saw their stats about it and shit. But it's also he had a very elite defense last year, which helps. Our defense this year isn't as good, so you need that high-powered offense to keep up. But McCarthy had one incompletion, and it was on a drop. So I think Ronnie Bell was the one that dropped it. He even made a joke. He said, oh, shit, I fucked up the 100% completion. Obviously not exactly what he said. That's enough about Michigan. We'll keep you updated all season long, obviously. Diehards. You know how it goes. Nebraska, though.
What a shit show. Can it get worse?
Oh, dude, I think it can. It is just something. Oh, my God. First of all, if they waited 3 weeks to fire Scott Frost. Oh, Scott Frost got fired, by the way, guys. If they waited 3 weeks.
On the middle of NFL week one Sunday.
Yeah,
they waited
till 1 o'clock, so it kind of hid the news, you know?
They were watching Red Zone waiting for the first kickoff, and as soon as it kicked off, they said, oh, by the way, guys.
Scott Frost.
We did fire Scott Frost. Yeah.
No, but dude, if they waited 3 weeks to fire him, they would have saved $7.5 million on the buyout, but they wanted him gone that bad. That they fired.
That's
3 weeks, bro.
I mean, what are you going to change at this point?
I don't know, but did I see somewhere that this interim coach is the first black coach in school history?
Apparently.
Is that what we had in that group chat there? We have a buddy that's a Nebraska fan, and that's where I get all my Nebraska news, so.
Out in the sticks, you know, I mean.
Yeah, out in the sticks. Yeah. It's just funny, man. They lost to, who'd they even lose to? Some trash team.
Georgia Southern.
There you go. They paid them. Yeah. They paid them $1 million to come too.
I fucking hammered Georgia Southern spread.
I had them too. I didn't hammer it, but I had them. I just put a unit.
I wish I would have taken their money line. That would have been so cool. Did you see? There was a parlay. Marshall, Georgia Southern, App State, all Sun Belt. If you would have put all of them together, it would have been like plus 10,000.
Yeah, $100 would have made you 10 grand. I think it was 11. The one
something
I saw
like
from FanDuel, I think
it
was 100
insane.
For 11. Yeah, pretty crazy. So that's your college football talk.
Wait, hold up. On Nebraska. So they're playing Oklahoma in Nebraska this week.
Oklahoma minus 100.
Spread is minus 11.
That's it. Wow.
There's two ways I thought about this.
Well, that rivalry is always super close, though.
So, yes. So, there's two things I thought about here. Either we hammer Oklahoma minus 11.
Whoa. We?
Because, yeah, we have to do this.
That's a stay away game for me, I think.
So there's two ways we go about this.
Convince me.
Either we hammer Oklahoma because they are number 6 in the nation. They are 2-0. Nebraska's dog shit. It's a rivalry game, but you have an SEC team. Wait, Big 12. Big 12 team. Or
future SEC team.
We hammer Nebraska money line. Because A, it's a rivalry game. B, it's in Nebraska. C, there's a new coach for motivation. And D, they're pissed off about everything that's happened and how bad they've been for 5 years.
I'm choosing option A if you put a gun to my head and said, bet something on this game. Actually, I'd probably just take Oklahoma money line if there's a gun to my head. But if you said pick a spread, I'd take Oklahoma. Nebraska does not win this game.
I think I probably do too.
But. I mean, listen, I've been to that stadium. Sweet stadium, gets real loud. And those fans hate Oklahoma like Michigan fans hate Ohio State fans. But it's still Nebraska football. Maybe it'll be close. Maybe it won't. I'm going to take Oklahoma. You just convinced me to take Oklahoma.
That's the thing. Like, I've talked myself into Oklahoma, but then I think about how the fucking college football season has gone the first 2 weeks and the shit show that we've had.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, I seriously don't know if we're going to get an undefeated team this year. I don't know if we're going to get a one-loss team this year.
You'll get a one-loss
team. If we do, it's probably going to be some shit team.
Well, you'll have an undefeated team, too. Some Sun Belt or, like, a Boise State, but...
That's what I'm saying. Some shit team.
I don't think any of the top teams are undefeated. Especially Alabama.
I was going to say, we have to talk about Alabama.
Alabama did not look good. I don't even know if they really didn't look good. Texas's defense just looked very good.
Yeah, people that are saying Texas is back. No, Texas is not back. Texas's defense is back.
I think
still garbage.
Listen, if Ewers, is it Ewers or Ewers? It's Ewers.
Ewers.
If he didn't get injured, Texas wins that game.
I don't know. It was close.
Yeah, it was a one-point game with a backup quarterback.
Two things really pissed me off about that. Two things pissed me off about Saturday. I was very pissed off this weekend. Saturday.
Dumb bet. We talked
obviously
about that
it wasn't.
Last week.
Then... Saturday morning, I see a pre-made parlay on FanDuel. It was Alabama. Who's the second team?
Notre Dame.
No, the other one. I'll go look. It was Alabama.
Clemson.
Notre Dame. And Auburn?
No, it wasn't Auburn.
Auburn didn't play. Anyways, they moved it from minus 230 to plus Alabama, Arkansas, Notre Dame. Oh, yeah. So Arkansas covered easy.
Arkansas.
They moved it from minus 230 to plus 100, max $100 bet. So I threw $100 on it. I said there's no chance that either of these three teams score. Alabama had me sweating, but they won. So we're good. Arkansas, they covered. We're good. Wasn't even worried about that one. Then Notre Dame. I get a text in our group chat. Jake says, you got to worry about Notre Dame, too. So I looked at the score. It's like 6-0 with like 3 minutes left in the first quarter. I was like, really? We're fucking talking shit about Notre Dame right now? There's no chance they lose this. So I go to the fair, whatever. Shitty signal. Check on the game a little bit later. There's like 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Notre Dame's down 6. I was like, this can't be real. Like, this just isn't happening. So then as I see Notre Dame gets the ball down 6. All of a sudden, I swiped out of the app. I was like, Notre Dame's going to score. We're going to be good. We're going to hit this bet. All of a sudden, I get a text, like, maybe a minute later. It says, Austin, in all caps. And I was like, fuck, no, dude. Like, this, what is happening? I go and look. Marshall, pick 6. Or fumble 6, something like that.
I think it was a pick 6.
Score to go up 11. Or 12. 13. Jesus, I can't.
Wow.
And I literally just texted, shh. I was like, nope, we're not talking
about
this.
That in Notre Dame, there was somebody at the tailgate that had it on. Notre Dame took their sweet ass time marching down the field with like 5 minutes left, and they scored a touchdown with like 30 seconds left. They were taking their time, man. Like, where's the hurry up? Like, they weren't huddling, just, but that clock was at 15, 16, 17-ish seconds bad. Every time when it should have been 30.
Just bad.
Only a couple spikes, and everybody's blaming it on Freeman because that time management was awful at the end. Granted, it was still a long shot at that point, but it was tough. All right, we are just going to completely skip over MLB because I didn't even look at a piece. If you say something about the Brewers, I'm skipping because they're gone.
Craig Timber is back.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Make it quick, man. Make it quick.
Brewers are kind of getting hot again. They are 5-1 in their last six. Starting to heat up. Only 1.5 back of the wild card.
I'll give you that they have a shot. But
I don't like the shot, but they do have its shot.
I'm telling you, man, it's just this is the toughest time to watch baseball right now. It's like just give me the goddamn playoffs already. The season's too long.
We're about two weeks out.
I know. And then we'll actually have something to talk about. Then we're really screwed on time. Like I'm sweating right now, we're about to go over. But imagine when we have playoffs to talk about. We're gonna have to cut down the locks and long shots probably.
Probably.
We'll talk about that. So NFL. I just want to start with our fantasy team that we're doing together, the Book of Mormons.
We're fucked.
We're off to a shitty-ass start. First of all, the whole team underperformed as a whole. We got absolutely smoked. We did play the guy with the second most points in the league, but our starting quarterback was Dak Prescott, and he's out 6 to 8 weeks. And who's his replacement? Well, it was supposed to be Zach Wilson, but he's hurt too, so he had to get dropped, and we picked up Carson Wentz.
Who looked good this week.
And, you know, the other shitty part about Dak being gone is that we also have CD because we were like, oh, that's great, nice pairing. Whenever there's a touchdown, we'll get double the points. No, it's even shittier now because now he has Cooper Rush throwing to him, who actually went to a high school near me. So shout out Cooper Rush. Hope you do great.
But I have a suggestion.
Right now?
For our team.
Okay. What is it? Fire sale?
We should pick up No, it's a redraft. It's a redraft. We can't fire sale. Pick up Taysom Hill. Throw him in the tight end spot.
Does he have tight end capabilities? What, the league's an ESPN. I don't think it does. I don't think he's ever going to play, though. Jameis looked good last week. Oh, for real? No, I don't think it's worth a roster spot. I'd like our bench, dude. That's the shitty part is that I liked our team. After draft night, how did Taysom put up 15?
He had like 80 yards rushing and a touchdown.
Pick him up. What the fuck? You can throw that in your tight end spot? Are you kidding me? Is it worth starting over Zach Ertz, though? I'm not putting... You can't hide. This is weird. Pick him up, though, just for shits and gigs. Just drop somebody. But, we were projected to finish 8th immediately following the draft. Oh, no. My co-host might have just lagged out. Oh, shit, son. Oh, shit. Oh, no. Baby, come back. You can blame it all on me. Baby, come back. We're experiencing some technical difficulties right now. He is absolutely frozen. Hey! Oh, my God. We're leaving that in because I did a nice little song. Could you hear me? Dude, this has been, first of all, we're recording late. The episode's coming out late. Now you're frozen. I couldn't hear you for a solid 30 seconds. Like, what a shit show this is becoming. But I love it. I love it. I was in the middle of talking. We were projected to finish 8th right after the draft, which sucked because we were like, that was a great draft. And after the week 1, we are now projected to finish last place. So we're hoping to shock the haters. But I don't know, man. It's not looking good right now. What's that? What wide receiver are you taking out? Absolutely not. You do not bench CeeDee Lamb. Nope. We are not benching CeeDee Lamb. Cooper Rush can still throw a football. He's still going to get 10 a week. I am not benching him for a guy that's a quarterback playing tight end. No thanks. Next. It was a great week 1. Felt great to just sit on my ass all day, do nothing, even though I did do a little bit. I had to head back to my previous residence and clean a little bit. But then I got back for halftime of the Lions game. Got to watch that upset disappointment. We almost had two ties. That would have been sick as hell for a week one.
Not sick. Would have been disgusting.
Yeah, the ties did affect you. They didn't affect me. I didn't even bet on those games. Both games. I mean, I did. I had both in my parlay that lost, but I made it back that day. I actually did okay, which is crazy. You had such a shitty week, and I did okay.
I lost everything I had this weekend.
I think I was up 2 units after the whole weekend, even with a couple bad losses.
Which also pissed me off, because I went back and, like, thought about the things I said last week on the episode, and, like, the bets I was going to take, and I went against everything I was going to say.
You got to just listen to the podcast like we're sharps.
Yeah, like Saturday morning, like I'm going to listen to it, put in my bets Saturday, and then we'll be good.
Yeah, that could work. That Maybe. Could work. Kickers are bad this year, man. Holy shit, lots of bad misses. Did you watch
Rodrigo?
The actual Rodrigo. Yeah, he got cut.
Yeah, gone.
See ya. Oh, he was terrible. I feel bad for the guy, because last year he had like that mental health break or something. Nobody knew what was going on. He was missing all these field goals, but they kept him. But now he missed what, two? Or an extra point field goal?
It's the rec specs.
Let me tell you, though, did you watch the Bengals-Steelers game or no?
I watched the end of it, the most important part.
The Evan McPherson doink was one of the loudest I've ever heard. In overtime there, to win it?
Wasn't that the Steelers that doinked?
It was Chris Boswell. Shit, sorry. That was a loud-ass doink, though.
Yeah.
Dude, and that thing, it looked good, and then all of a sudden it was just... It's funny. It's good times, actually. My mom is somehow into football now. I think Hard Knocks. She watched Hard Knocks with my dad, and she actually enjoys watching football. So I get to watch football with my dad on the couch in the main room. It's pretty sweet.
That is nice. Talk about our picks real quick.
Yeah, I think we should run through the picks. Any other big news, though? We hit the Broncos loss.
Everybody's talking shit about the Packers.
Oh, yeah, shit. We got to talk about the Packers.
Fun fact. This is LaFleur's fourth year as a head coach for the Packers. We've not scored more than 10 points in week one with him as a head coach. Mm-hmm. We've also won 13 games every year with him as a head coach.
It's a solid point. I don't like trends, though. We've been over this.
I love trends after this week. Anything that gives me something.
Dude, your receivers just looked bad. That one drop, who was that? Was that Watson?
Watson.
Holy shit, dude.
He'll be fine.
And now you got Rodgers talking shit about your wide receivers. Like, what's going on over there? Did you see that? He'll be fine. Did you see that quote about Amari Rodgers today?
No, actually.
They asked him about something about Amari Rodgers' role in the offense, and he said, I know he's taking returns now, so that tells you his role, I guess. Something like that. That wasn't exact, but it was so much shade.
So yeah, we just tough. I don't know. We'll see.
Let's do picks. How are we doing it? Do you have them written down?
I do.
This is Paige's picks, everybody. Last week's records. Hey, Tubbs, first place, 8-7-1. We'll take it. That tie was huge because I had the Colts, and that would have been 8-8, which would have sucked. It's kind of boring. Then we had Paige at 7-8-1. Pretty solid. Pretty solid. Got a couple of the upsets, too.
The fact that she did better than me is quite disappointing.
And then we had Frankie at 6-9. Nice. And 1. tough
show. The only nice thing about this weekend.
Yeah, tough show in week one. But you'll bounce back. You'll bounce back. Long season. Long season.
I got to get the spreadsheet going.
So how are we doing this? Do you have them all in a row? Or are we going like based off ESPN? What are we doing?
If you want to read the game, here, I can I'll share the note with you.
Okay, let's
do it. Otherwise, I just went straight off at ESPN and worked my way down.
All right.
If you want to read the game, I have the picks.
Did you send it yet?
No, I'm going right now.
Okay. Should have done this before.
First one.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. First one, anyways, is going to be Thursday night, Chiefs, Chargers. Paige says, I don't care, Chiefs.
<What's>
What about you?
I'm taking the Chargers.
Taking the Chargers.
I know it's your lock, But oh man, Arrowhead's gonna be rocking too. It's in Kansas City, right?
It is in Kansas City.
Arrowhead's gonna be rocking. I'm still taking the Chargers. Oh, Keenan Allen's out. Never mind. I'm taking the Chiefs. Yep, I'm taking the Chiefs.
So with the spread, does that mean that you would take the Chargers spread then?
If I had to, yeah. I'm not gonna bet on this game though. I'll probably do like some dumb same game parlay, but I'm not gonna take it upright straight bet.
Okay. Bears Packers. She says.
Wait. We're assuming you're taking the Chiefs then?
Yeah, I'm taking okay. the Chiefs.
All right, cool.
It's my lock.
Cool.
She said, ha ha ha, neither. I hate Chicago because it almost killed me, but I also don't like Aaron. So I guess the Packers.
Oh, wow. She did take the Packers, huh?
2 weeks in a row. Doesn't like it, but she knows they're going to win.
Yeah, she should have taken the Vikings last week, though, like your boy.
I'm taking the Packers.
I'm obviously grabbing the Packers here. It's my lock, so.
There's no chance that they lose.
They're not going to lose, and they're going to cover the 10, so.
Jets, Browns. Said, both sound irrelevant, and I know nothing about either. Browns, kind and ugly color. I don't know who would pick that.
Uh-huh. So she's Browns taking
with a question mark.
She's taking the Jets. Oh, she did take the Browns.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm also taking the Browns.
Who is the Browns quarterback? Is it Jacoby Brissett? It's Jacoby Brissett. Okay.
Why could I not think of that?
I don't know. Because there's so many backups, it's hard to keep track. You got backups that are starters like Geno Smith, but I'm gonna go with the Browns too. I like their defense. Jets are bad.
Good pick. Commanders versus the Lions.
Come on, Paige.
We can save this one, and I can get her to say this one live if you'd like.
No, she didn't want to. It's fine.
I mean, if she just wanted to say one, I could probably get her to say one.
We can in the future. Hurry up, say it to me. Killing me.
Okay. Who the fuck are the Commanders? The Redskins, question mark? A bad name either way, and the Lions always suck. But they almost won. I think both will lose.
So she's taking a tie.
I guess she's taking a tie.
So she didn't make a pick?
She literally said, I think both will lose.
Okay, then she's taking a tie. That's bullshit.
I'll call her in here. We'll get an official pick from her.
That is bullshit. All right, let's keep rolling, though.
Yes, I agree. So next game is the Tampa Bay Bucks versus the New Orleans Saints. Screw the Bucks, because screw Brady.
Man, she really does not like Tom Brady.
So the Saints. Or Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is true, but Tom Brady isn't too bad.
Can you come here for a second, ma'am? We need an official pick.
This is unbelievable. You can't say both will lose. Hey, what's up?
You can't say both will lose. We need a winner. Commanders or Lions?
Lions are always losing, but they
have her move closer to the mic. Have her move closer to the mic.
Jake says, come closer, please.
The Lions always lose, but they did pretty good last week, so maybe we'll give it to them. We'll have some hope in them.
Let's go! It's about time.
All right.
It's about time.
The Lions are the pick.
Lions are the pick.
Are there any more that you'd like to give while you're here?
I don't know.
Okay. Panthers, Giants. Well, what are you taking for the Bucks, Saints?
Oh, you didn't even ask me what I took for the Lions. I'm obviously taking the Lions.
Yeah, I'm taking the Commanders.
Okay, of course you are, you dick. I'm taking the Bucks.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bucks as well. Panthers versus Giants.
That's tough.
She says.
That's tough.
Panthers, even though I've never heard of them, but yay, Carolinas, and I like their jerseys. We said last week that she would like their jerseys.
I feel like Paige is just going to take the same teams every week. It'll be tough, though, when you get the Rams versus the Carolinas.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah. Rams versus the Panthers, imagine.
I don't even know if they actually play, but. So she did take the Panthers.
Probably. She just said she would take the Rams, by the way, in that matchup.
Wow.
She gave me the Rams up.
Go Rams.
Patriots Steelers.
Hang on, you're not getting my picks when you do these. You need to slow your roll. No, you do care. That's part of the segment, you
dick. I didn't give my pick either.
Yeah, I know. So Panthers, what are you
Panthers,
taking?
Panthers, Giants.
What are you taking?
Panthers.
I'm taking the Giants.
Jesus
Christ. Dude, I'm telling you, they looked good last week. Saquon looks healthy. If he stays healthy, they beat the Panthers.
I'm also doing this without any research whatsoever.
Oh, me
so
too.
I can't wait to see the spreads, then I'm going to be like, oh, never mind.
I'm just going off of what I watched last weekend, which was every game. So I have some sort of research done. Are you writing these down, by the way?
Kind of.
Okay. Well, you're also going to edit it, so you can go back. Yeah. Okay. Next.
Patriots Steelers. She said, I don't like the Steelers, so I guess the Patriots.
Solid reasoning. Who are you taking?
It really depends. If Najee doesn't play, no, I'm going to take the Steelers.
Really? Even with TJ Watt out?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm taking the Patriots. TJ Watt being out hurts. Jeez,
fuck Christ.
They have no pass rush.
We'll see.
Mac Jones is going to be sitting back there baking pies and throwing wide and cream pies.
That's 100% going to be an avoid game with me.
Oh, absolutely. But you had to make a pick, so... It's Patriots all day. Bill Belichick is pissed off that the Dolphins beat him again, without a doubt.
Colts Jaguars. She says, let's go with the Jags because they're fast and nothing good, I feel like, comes out of Indy. Fair point. I mean, they did tie.
Did she have the Jags last week?
No, she had the Texans because... Oh, wait, no, that was...
It was Jags Commanders last week.
Did you have the Jags or the Commanders last week?
The Commanders are
racist. Yeah, she said the Commanders are racist, so I think she took the Jags.
Oh, that's tough. I'm taking the, shit, what was it again? God, I'm all over the place. My headphones were going to die there, so I had to plug them in. Sorry about that. I'm taking the Colts.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Colts, too.
Yep. Next.
Dolphins, Ravens.
I know who she took for this one.
I also agree. Who do you think she took?
I think she took the Dolphins because Ravens are fucking ugly.
She did. She said, Dolphins are cuter than Ravens, so Dolphins. And I agree. I'm taking the Dolphins.
God, that looked so loud on my Audacity. I apologize in advance. Or actually not in
advance.
She
also made the Dolphin noise, so.
I'm taking the Ravens.
Nope. It's going to be an upset.
Took the Dolphins? Okay.
Mark it.
All right.
I'm taking Dolphins.
Fair enough.
Falcons and Rams?
That's easy.
Rams, because never beat anyone against the Rams. Also, Rams pride always, even though they lost last week.
Some of these explanations are just hilarious. I love it. Rams pride. That's a new one.
Rams pride. That is interesting.
Rams pride. Do they have a month?
Do they have a month?
They have their homecoming
Rams
week.
Pride. Do they have a month?
No, they just have their homecoming week.
Every day, all day, baby.
I'm taking the Rams, too.
Yeah, I'm taking the Rams.
Yep.
The fucking Falcons looked weird this week.
They looked frisky. They looked like they could make some moves, you know.
Seahawks Niners. Said 49ers, even though I'm pretty sure I hate them.
I'm taking the 49ers, too.
I'm going to take the Niners.
Yep. Next.
We got the... Let me see here. Cowboys, Bengals.
What's your pick? Set.
Cowboys. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. They're cheerleaders. That was in quotes, by the way. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. In quotes. Their cheerleaders said that.
I love it, but the Bengals are going to win this game.
Yeah. So I hate to break it to you. The Cowboys just lost their starting quarterback, who was our fantasy football starting quarterback. So now they're playing with a backup who's really bad.
But he's from Michigan. And he's got red hair like you. Orange hair.
Still and he has red hair.
Oh, love him. He's my brother, actually.
Long lost.
It's my long lost twin.
Yeah, I'm not taking the Cowboys. Bengals.
Bungles all the way.
Bungles. We got the Texans and the Broncos. Back to back, Cowboys and then the Texans. Texans, Broncos. She just said Texans. That's all.
That's it.
That's all she said.
Short and sweet. Who you going with?
Texans are not winning, dude.
Who you going with?
Broncos. They need a bounce back.
I'm taking the
this
Texans.
This might be the easiest one of them.
Yeah! I'm taking the Texans.
No
I'm
chance.
Doing it. I'm doing it. I'm going to sprinkle on the money line this weekend. Davis Mills looks good, dude. It's so weird. It's so weird.
I'm
taking
you.
The Texans. You got to take some upsets here and there. If I just go chalk all the time, it's not going to work.
That's fair. Fine. Cardinals, Raiders.
Like it's like Ash it's like says, it's like people say a rat can go 50-50 picking NFL games. Like Paige went 7-8-1. Not calling her a rat. Not calling her a rat.
Jake just called you a rat.
I did not call you a rat.
You're a rat, you.
This
hoe.
Is bullshit. She needs to be able to hear me because you are twisting my words. I'm trying to signal that I didn't call her a rat.
Cardinals, Raiders. She said Cardinals are my favorite animal, so go them. Also. Because Vegas is probably still flooded.
Who you taking?
Cardinals looked like ass. I'm taking the Raiders.
I am too. I'm on the Raiders.
And it's in Vegas.
Dude, Devontae just looks so good.
Bet on Vegas in Vegas then.
That's true.
Bet on Vegas playing in Vegas while you're in Vegas. Ooh, the three-peat. The trifecta.
Betting on Vegas while you're in Vegas, while the game's in Vegas.
While you're at the game in Vegas, make it a foursome.
Yeah, while you're at the game in Vegas, he says. So
make it a foursome.
Guess we're going. Titans, Bills. So fun fact, you skipped this one. So Tennessee Titans versus
Gosh,
Buffalo.
Gosh, you can't
Bills.
Even follow directions. While she thinks, I'll give my pick.
I really need to get into grad school in Tennessee, so we're gonna go with Tennessee.
Oh, okay, solid, fair, solid. Bills win, though. Sorry, Paige.
Yeah, Bills are definitely going to win.
Yep. Bills are going undefeated this year.
Bills are going undefeated.
Probably. Except for Thanksgiving Day.
Bills always pay out in casinos.
Except for Thanksgiving.
I don't know. I remember a certain somebody losing on the Buffaloes.
I won on Buffaloes.
You've won on them, but you've also lost.
I have. I did. I did win. It's probably lifetime 50-50.
Right.
Actually, Tennessee was really mean to me. I take that back.
Yeah.
You're on the Bills?
Tennessee bullied me.
That bitch in the admin office.
Yeah. I change.
Okay. Then we got the Vikings versus the Eagles. Do you want to give this one out live?
I said both sound kind of awful, so the Eagles, because their jersey color is better.
Solid. Solid. Man, I think I disagreed with Paige with 80% of my picks, because I'm taking the Vikings. Paige, ask her if she likes purple.
Do you like purple?
I wouldn't wear purple. That's why I chose it.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I'm going Eagles.
I got the Vikings. Their offense looked good.
Not afraid.
I'm not afraid either, but they're going to beat the Eagles.
You know what that game is?
Dude, think about it this way. If the Lions kept it close with the Eagles, the Vikings are going to stomp them.
You know what that game's going to be?
Huh.
Hammer the over.
Maybe. I need
Monday night.
I need
50.5.
Well, it's Monday night. Nice. Well, it's in Philly, though.
Monday night games.
It's in Philly, though. What if it's snowing?
In September?
In September. September. September.
Anyways.
Yeah, let's wrap this thing up, my brother. Like we said, we're skipping the All-Star bail. We're probably going to take a break. We'll have a for sure answer next week. You got anybody on your do not bet list yet?
I have a whole fucking list of do not bet.
Okay, teams. I'm not letting you go through that whole list. Give me your two favorite do not bets.
It's actually only 8 teams long.
That's a lot. Give me 2. Unless you have 25%.
No, give me like 1 minute. I can hit them all.
Fine.
So you have Alabama
versus
the spread.
1 minute starting now. Go.
Okay, Alabama versus the spread. Texas is back. Nebraska, that's not a do not bet. That's just an ultimate fade. The Marlins for Nerfies, although I did hit a Nerfie on them yesterday. The Brewers, although Craig Tember is back. UCF, we're just not touching UCF anymore. They're done. The Panthers, although I did take the Panthers this week. I might have to switch. And then the Colts as a team, except for JT.
Was that all 8?
That's all 8.
Nice.
That's
that was 30 seconds. That was pretty good. I just love that half of them are actually still on your bet list. Because you said, actually, I bet that yesterday. Oh, I'm betting that this weekend.
Yeah, I might have to do some self-reflection.
Yeah, I think you need to sit down in the shower and just reflect on yourself.
Sit down in the shower?
Yeah, you know when you're sad and you just let the water hit you with while you're phone? Sitting down? No, not with your phone. You're just alone with your thoughts.
Fair.
All right.
Tank Award?
Tank Award of the Week. Your nominations. We got Tubbs. Like I said, I sat in the rain for an hour before the Michigan game. In some lightning, supposedly. I had to piss so bad, I almost thought about whipping my dick out and peeing on the side of the Chrysler Center. But I didn't. And I still drove the squad home. Even though my over missed by a point, I was pissed. I was wet. I was cold. I was tired. It was 1 a.m. when that game got done. Didn't get home till 2. But just a tank for still driving home. I wanted to sleep, but I didn't. I got us home safe. We've also got J.J. McCarthy on the list. He won the starting spot. And listen, there's some rumors going around. I don't know if you've seen them, but there's some rumors that this guy is hung and he can perform in the sack. Have you seen these or no?
Interesting. I have not.
There's like all over Michigan Twitter, there's just like, oh, JJ was over and oh my gosh, he's massive, blah, blah, blah. It's crazy. And it could be detrimental to this dude's career though. Like if he starts getting in his head about it, I don't know.
That's true.
Like, too much publicity, you know? Take it easy, JJ. Just, you had one big game. Let's beat Ohio State and then go do all that. Get your girl pregnant like Eric Hall did. And then our third nominee is the Hawaii fan I met on Saturday. Pretty simple explanation. He's a Hawaii fan. That's got to be painful. He went to Hawaii. He flew from Colorado to watch them play Michigan in Michigan. And he's possibly in the CIA, in quotes.
Which means he's definitely in the CIA.
He didn't say he was possibly in the CIA. But he did say, I'm in the CIA. But then I thought, you can't really tell people if you're in the CIA, can you?
Absolutely.
This dude looked like he could have been in the CIA, though. He had this, oh. Did you see the picture of him on my Instagram?
Can tell people. Yeah.
Yeah, he looked. He had that quarterback, though, was the one good quarterback that went there. It's just unfortunate. When he got to the league, he was addicted to painkillers. So, but he was the quarterback the year that they went undefeated in like 07, 08. Would be pretty sick to go to school in Hawaii, though. Beautiful, right?
It would be.
Why don't you load up your roulette while I'm explaining this winner here, okay? Oh, my God, he's ready. J.J. McCarthy wins because he's the best fucking quarterback ever, and I love him, and it's awesome that there's rumors about him being hung, I guess. I don't know. That's all there is to go. I want number 9 for J.J. McCarthy.
Number 9?
Yep.
All right, we gotta wait for the next spin. We're spinning right now.
Oh, goddamn. What are we doing for these in the future, by the way? Are we splitting? Are we...
Yeah, we can split. That's fine.
Okay, because we didn't split last week's.
I want to let you know that they're in the... You know how, like, they show the recent numbers that have been drawn?
Yes.
So there's, like, a whole row at the top of the screen. There was number 5 and 0. Those are the only two single-digit numbers that have been picked.
I want 9. I want 9. It's due.
Oh, number 3.
I want 9.
So you got back-to-back single digits.
Oh, that's my number normally, too. I want 9. It's due. What are you taking?
All right. I'm going to go with 22.
Solid number, Hassan Haskins.
I got 5 on each.
Oh, he's doing 5. This guy upgraded. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Give me a multiplier here. You're not doing lightning? Oh, he is. Okay. Whew. What do we got? What do we got? Give me a multiplier here. Give me a multiplier. Bang, bang, bang. 9. Oh, 4 of them. Wow, dancing around my number. 7, 12, 15, 20. 22 and 9. Can we hit for a payout of $150. I know it's hard to track, man. I'm squinting over here. Come on, baby. Come on. Oh, my God. It froze. 23. No. 23? No.
Dude, what is up with this bullshit?
We have been so close.
I have been so close. I hit one, and I've danced around.
You hit one, but then mine was one off. But it was your number that was one off. So, yeah, you have been close.
Damn.
I do have a question all for right. you real quick, because we got to wrap up here. But let me go to my all notes. Right. I wrote it down. Oh, shit. Where is it? Okay. Would you send your mom to jail for 1 year? You receive $50 million as soon as she goes to jail, but you cannot tell her why she's going to jail until she gets out. And when I say jail, I mean prison.
For $50 million?
For $50 million. You get it as soon as she enters that jail cell. And when she gets out, you can give her as much you want. But you just cannot tell her why she's in there. You can visit her, but you can't tell her why she's in there. She just has to wander for a year.
Yeah, because you know what? You know what wasn't mentioned here?
What?
Bail money.
There's no bail if you're going to prison, homie. She's in prison for a year. Does that change your answer, or is it still a yes?
For 50 mil?
50 mil.
I'm sorry, Mom. You're gone.
I agree. I'm sending Mom to prison for a 50 mil. And then when she gets out, I'll give her 10, unless I blow through it all in a year. You know, I don't know. How do you blow 50 mil in a year? That had to be pretty tough.
Gambling.
I mean, I'm sure there's definitely a lot. Absolutely, there's ways. No, I'd definitely just give her 10 mil when she gets out and be like, here you go, I got 50 mil. I'm so sorry.
You're right.
That is it, everybody. This weekend, I've got an outing. That's my fun thing of the weekend and some football. You got anything crazy going on?
Nothing.
All right, I've got an outing. I'm sure I'll talk about that next week. We will be back out on Wednesday next week. We're going to record on Tuesdays now. I fucked up the schedule with my bowling league being moved to Mondays, which sucks. But we will be recording Tuesdays. That way we can hit Monday Night Football, and it'll be out on Wednesday like normal. Everybody have a great weekend. Let's hit some tanks, adore some tutties. Like, subscribe, leave a review. Go vote on Twitter for the All-Star ballot. That doesn't exist anymore. I should take that out of there.
I was going to say we didn't have
this one. Is awkward. We have a pre-written outro that I read every week. So don't go vote on Twitter for the All-Star ballot. How about you just share our podcast with somebody this week, you know? Share the love, spread the love, you know? Just share it with somebody. Say, hey, take a peek, you know? Maybe they hate it.
Be a GG.
Doesn't matter. A good girl.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. That's it. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Peace out.